The real time of great change began around 13,000 years ago, possibly the most momentous changes in human history. The agricultural revolution brought some benefits that we don't think of, and it also brought big disadvantages. Studies in many parts of the world show that upon the transition from hunting-gathering to farming, people got shorter, much shorter, like on the average, say, in Greece and many other parts of the world, 6 inches shorter. 13,000 years ago, everybody everywhere was a hunter-gatherer. Over the last 13,000 years, people have become farmers and have come to live in politically centralized, socially stratified societies in some parts of the world earlier than in other parts, and in some parts not at all. Every developmental psychologist will tell you that one of the most important things in child development is constant stimulation. New Guinea children are getting constant stimulation. American, European, and Japanese children are zombied out in front of the television set. Modern European farmers and geneticists and animal breeders, they're very diligent, but they have not succeeded in domesticating a single really valuable plant and animal that was not domesticated 3,000 years ago. Genetically, we're not distinguishable from the great apes. 98.4% of my genes and your genes and all our listeners' genes are shared with the genes of chimpanzees and gorillas. Robins are modifying many wild fruit trees to be more useful to robins, and squirrels are modifying oak trees to be more useful to squirrels, and we have modified macadamia nuts and wheat to be more useful to us. Genocide has been virtually routine in human history, and the failure to recognize that is what permits it to crop up again and again. Organized religion seems to have arisen with the rise of states and empires about, say, 5,000 years ago. Organized religion arose as a handmaiden of empires. That really is the biggest question facing the world today. How are we going to cope with a population explosion? And let me put numbers on it. We have about 40 years to cope with it. There are two things we need to be getting under control: population explosion and destructive technology per capita. And if we don't get it under control now, then my children, who are now 11 years old, the world that they will live in 50 years from now when they are my age is going to be a world not worth living in. We can now do two things that were never possible in human history. And we can know about the remote past, hunter-gatherers couldn't, and we can know about remote places, hunter-gatherers couldn't. Europe, because it's perpetually disunified, Europe consists of dozens, hundreds of experiments in technology and in launching a society. And the experiment that works best gets imitated or conquers its neighbors. That, I think, is the main reason why Europe eventually overtook China. So we have the choice. Do we want to survive as civilized society, or do we want to survive as we were 50,000 years ago? And it's up for grabs, and the answer is going to be clear sometime between 40 and 80 years from now. Whether inventiveness is good or not, the way that inventiveness proceeds is mostly by, the decisive advances are by people stirring up and trying things.